This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. United Nations and partners launch $49.6 million emergency appeal for people affected by floods in Nepal. Least developed countries call for increased financial and technical support for climate vulnerable countries. Prime Minister Balindasar calls for joint efforts to build a human trafficking free society. Cooking gas being supplied to Kathmandu Valley after bottling outside amid Krishna View Road collapse, and U.S. envoys to visit Russia and Ukraine for peace talks. Now the news in detail. The United Nations and humanitarian partners have launched a $49.6 million US emergency appeal to provide life-saving assistance to people affected by the devastating floods and landslides in Nepal. The four-month response plan aims to assist more than 84,000 people under the leadership of the government and the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority. The disaster has destroyed homes and livelihoods and damaged roads, power networks, water supplies and sanitation facilities, leaving many communities isolated. The UN-led response will provide cash assistance, emergency shelter and food, clean water, health and nutrition services, and protection for vulnerable people. Aid teams will also distribute cold weather materials and portable solar units as winter approaches in high altitude areas. The UN Resident Coordinator in Nepal, Lila Paitors Yahia, said the appeal would help deliver essential assistance to the hardest hit and most difficult to reach communities before winter sets in. Meanwhile, the group of 44 least developed countries, or LDCs, has stressed the need for additional financial, technical and capacity building support for developing and vulnerable countries to address the crisis induced by climate change. The LDC group adopted a declaration at a meeting of ministers and heads of delegation on climate change in Delhi, the capital of Timor-Leste, calling for adequate, predictable, accessible and grant-based support for countries bearing the impacts of climate change. Dr. Mohsur Dokal, a spokesperson for the Ministry of Agriculture, Forest and Environment, who attended the meeting, said the declaration expressed deep sympathy and solidarity with the people of Nepal over the loss of lives and extensive damage to infrastructure caused by the recent devastating floods. The declaration said the LDCs were deeply alarmed by the escalating climate crisis and its devastating impacts on lives, livelihoods, human health, communities and development gains, despite their limited contribution to the causes of climate change. It also called for ambitious and equitable climate action to protect vulnerable people and communities, alongside deep reductions in global greenhouse gas emissions, in line with the 1.5 degrees Celsius temperature goal. A total of 1,344 bodies have been recovered so far following the devastating floods in Roswe and surrounding districts. According to Nepal Police, 1,030 bodies have been buried after DNA samples were collected. These include 222 women, 355 men and 453 unidentified bodies. Nepal Police have set up a DNA sample collection center in Bidur of Nuakot to help identify people missing following the floods. Previously, family members of missing people from Roswe and Nuakot had to travel to Kathmandu to provide DNA samples. Deputy Inspector General of Police, Dr. Damodar Podel, said the center was established in Bidur to make the process easier for families affected by the floods. He said collecting DNA samples from relatives of missing people would help identify bodies recovered from the flood-affected areas. Likewise, details of 1,273 unidentified bodies have also been uploaded on the Nepal Police website. The search for 4,898 missing people is continuing. Meanwhile, in its daily update yesterday, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs said it was maintaining close coordination within the country, neighboring countries, other friendly countries, and international partners to ensure effective search, rescue, and relief operations. The government is also stepping up the repair and reconstruction of bridges in the affected areas. The District Administration Office, Kanchanpur, has urged residents in areas along the Mahakali River to remain vigilant and take necessary precautions. The warning follows a landslide in Bhattarab, OP Himal Rural Municipality 1 in Darjeeling, which has partially blocked the Cholani River. Authorities have warned that continued landslides could completely block the river. The District Administration Office, Darjeeling, has also urged residents and concerned agencies along the Cholani River to remain on high alert and take precautions to minimize the risk to lives and property. Prime Minister Balendra Shah has stressed the need for cooperation and coordination among the federal, provincial and local governments, as well as other concerned agencies, to build a society free from human trafficking and smuggling. In a message issued on the occasion of the 20th National Day Against Human Trafficking, Prime Minister Shah said human trafficking is a blot on human civilization and has emerged as an organized crime with a global reach. He said the nature, methods and destination of human trafficking and smuggling are changing with advances in technology, making greater coordination among concerned agencies essential. Prime Minister Shah further said the government of Nepal has been introducing policy and instrumental reforms in line with its national and international commitments to prevent and control human trafficking and smuggling. He said a bill has been registered in Parliament to amend the Human Trafficking and Transportation Control Act 2007 in line with the preliminary protocol. Cooking gas industries have begun bottling cylinders outside the Kathmandu Valley to prevent a shortage following the collapse of the Krishnavir section of the Prithvi Highway. The move follows permission from the Nepal Oil Corporation to bottle LPG outside the valley and transport it to Kathmandu. Gas industry entrepreneurs are coordinating with transport operators to ensure regular supplies. Cylinders from Kathmandu are being taken to industries outside the valley, refilled and brought back. Nepal LP Gas Industry Association President Diwan Chand said normal daily demand in the valley is around 40,000 cylinders, but consumption has recently risen to nearly 100,000 cylinders. He said the supply situation is expected to improve within a few days. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin, now to an international news update. U.S. President Donald Trump's envoys Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner are due to visit Russia and Ukraine this weekend as efforts to end the war appear to be gaining momentum. According to BBC, Witkoff and Kushner are expected to meet Russian President Vladimir Putin in Moscow on Saturday before traveling to Kyiv, where Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says that he will meet them on Sunday. President Trump said the envoys would take a proposal to end the war to both sides. However, significant differences remain between Russia and Ukraine. Russian President Putin said earlier this week that there were chances of reaching a peace deal. Now the general forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy conditions across the country. There is a possibility of moderate rain snowfall accompanied by thunder and lightning at some places in the Himalayan regions and at many places in the hilly regions of the country. There is also a chance of moderate rainfall accompanied by thunder and lightning at many places in the Tarai regions of Lumini and Sudipasim provinces and at some places in the Tarai regions of remaining neighboring provinces. Heavy rainfall is likely at one or two places in the Himalayan and hilly regions of Koshi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, the hilly region of Karnali province and the hilly and Tarai regions of Lumbini and Sudupasim provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. United Nations and Partners launched $49.6 million emergency bill for people affected by floods in Nepal. Least developed countries called for increased financial and technical support for climate-vulnerable countries, rather. Prime Minister Balan Desai calls for joint efforts to build human trafficking-free society. Cooking gas being supplied to Kathmandu Valley after bottling outside amid Krishnaveer Road collapse, and U.S. envoys to visit Russia and Ukraine for peace talks. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day. Thank you.